Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us at the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Todd Grams, Chief Information Officer of the Internal Revenue Service. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Al.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Jeff Smith. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Todd, can you tell us about the mission and history of the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS?
Be glad to, Al. As most, if not all of your listeners probably know, the
we
IRS.
Hope, at least.
Yeah, I hope so. The IRS administers our country's tax laws. In doing so, it collects the revenue that funds the operations of our federal government. We provide services to our taxpayers to help them understand tax laws and fulfill their obligations, but we also deter people who may be inclined to evade their tax responsibilities, and when necessary, we will vigorously pursue those who violate our tax laws. In terms of a history of the IRS, Al, you may find it interesting to know that the first federal taxes were collected in our country were authorized by President Lincoln in 1862 in order to pay the expenses for the Civil War. That authority, however, was later repealed, and the authority that we operate under today was put in place permanently in 1913, and that was the foundation for the tax system that we have today in the United States.
Can you describe for us your role as Chief Information Officer? What are your official duties and how do you spend a typical day?
As the CIO, I am responsible for providing leadership and oversight for all of the IRS's information technology programs. And the IT at the IRS portfolio includes large-scale systems modernization, applications development, data center operations, customer service desk, customer field support, networks, telecommunications, security, investment portfolio, and business case development. So as you can see, kind of by IT or CIO standards, we have a very wide and broad portfolio at the IRS. When you ask about a typical day, boy, I'm hard-pressed to think of any day in IT at the IRS as being typical. But to give you a sense of maybe an average day, I try to spend it driving our IT agenda and our IT priorities. And this is done mostly through meetings with my top senior team, with the commissioner and his leadership team, the leaders from our business units at the IRS, and in some cases our governance committees. I try to drive about 80 to 90% of my time in meetings that I have scheduled so that I can ensure that we are trying to drive the IT agenda and priorities. And I would just add one last note, Al. It's not what I'd call a daily activity, but I do spend a fair amount of time in the field meeting and working directly with our IT employees and managers as well as our customers in the business units. In the 2.5 years that I've been in the job as the CIO of the IRS, I've held over 50 town hall meetings across the country. And that's really a good way to continuously learn by staying in touch with the IT field units and our customers. It gives me a more balanced understanding of what's going on out in the real world, if you will, and provides some critical data points that I can bring back for discussions inside the Beltway.
That's certainly an impressive outreach program, 50 town hall meetings in a brief span. We understand that you came to this role after acting as the chief financial officer at the IRS. How has your experience on the financial side impacted your perspective as the chief information officer?
Well, the CFO position was actually an excellent position to hold before moving over to be the CIO for several reasons. In 2 years as the IRS CFO, I had a really good opportunity to work closely with the commissioner as well as the business unit leaders. And in working with the business unit leaders, it gave me the opportunity to better understand their business activities, their priorities, and hopefully I was able to earn their trust and respect during that time. Also as CFO, I was responsible for IRS's strategic planning and therefore was intimately involved in the development of our agency's direction and priorities. Gaining that big picture understanding as CFO, I think, served me well as I made the transition over to the CIO role.
And Todd, we understand that you came to the IRS from the VA as a chief financial officer there as well. How has that experience affected your role here?
Well, at the VA, Jeff, I spent most of my years as the CFO of the Veterans Health Administration. And in that position, I had the opportunity to lead a fundamental change in the financial policies that drove the agency's health care delivery. Our greatest achievement in that regard was tying resource allocation to desired health care practices. For example, If care could be more appropriately delivered on an outpatient basis, we revise the resource allocation system to reward that desired clinical behavior. In doing so, we were actually, in about a three-year span, able to significantly reduce the cost per veteran treated, treat more veterans in total, and at the same time increase the quality of care that veterans received. So we kind of hit the trifecta there of healthcare, treating more, higher quality, lower cost. And what I got out of that, that I think I brought to the IRS, was that that success at the VA vividly demonstrated to me that an executive in the federal government could have a dramatic positive impact on public service at a large scale. And from that point on, I really set as a goal to drive dramatic change, not to settle for marginal improvement. And that was a really good lesson to have learned.
It's impressive. It is. We understand that you also spent over a decade at OMB. How has this affected your perspective coming to the IRS?
Jeff, OMB is a great place to work, especially with regards to learning how the federal government works. You have an opportunity to learn how the budget, legislative, and regulatory processes work, and in some cases don't work. You really learn firsthand how our system of government functions, especially in the context of the balance of power that exists, both between the executive branch and the legislative branch, and even the balance of power that exists within the executive branch. I'd say one way that's affected my perspective as an executive is I developed a really acute appreciation for how, on any given issue, on any given day, the final solution that you're more likely to reach is often the result of a compromise by all the parties that are involved. You know, in other words, I learned that progress coming from compromising with others is better than remaining stuck in the status quo and adhering to your unchangeable, you know, right answer that you think you have.
Todd, can you tell us a little bit about the mission and scope of your office specifically within the IRS? Can you give our listeners a sense of the scale in terms of budget and number of people?
Al, our mission in the CIO organization at the IRS is actually very simple. Our mission is to provide IT services and solutions that drive effective tax administration. That's it. It's short, it's sweet, it's focused. Everything we do day in, day out in the CIO's organization at the IRS should be focused on making tax administration better. If it's not, then we should stop doing it and do something that will help us reach that goal. As I mentioned earlier, the scope in the CIO organization at the IRS includes everything from large data centers to taking care of the telephones on our employees' desks. Relatively speaking, for an IT shop, the CIO portfolio at the IRS is very broad and inclusive. I think it's also important for our listeners to understand that the IT function at the IRS supports every aspect of tax administration at the IRS, whether it's a customer service representative answering a taxpayer inquiry over the phone or a revenue officer working with a taxpayer to settle their account. Our IRS employees could not conduct business in today's world without the support of our 535 IT systems and over 11,000 applications that we maintain.
That's certainly a lot of applications. How is the IRS modernizing its systems? We will ask Chief Information Officer Todd Grahams to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.